Simin Shin Chof Ches Sif Yud Zayin. The halachas of Takanas Aver and Chayla Sheim Bei Takana. Bezer Hashem Till through Chof Ches. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Zayin, brings down the Shittas Rishonim with regard to Takanas Aver. Even for Takanas Aver, it's usur for Yid to be over in Yisrael Daraisa. Then he brings down all the different shittas. Yesh Masir Mishitas Arashba, Filo Ein Bei Takanas Aver, it's Motad Rabbanim. Yesh Mishim Yesh Bei Takanas Aver, Eisen Vimein Takanas Aver, Eisen. That's what we saw on the run. That for Sakanas Aver, you're allowed to do the Rabbanans, and for Chodesh Ein Bei Takana, you're not allowed to do the Rabbanans. V'yesh Emrim, Afilu Yesh Bei Hashem Ein Bei Takanas Aver, Eisen Bei Shinui, V'yesh Bei Sakanas Aver, Eisen Bei Shinui. Shittas Aramban, that Sakanas Aver, all the Rabbanans are Mutter, Ein Bei Sakanas Aver, the Rabbanans are only Mutter Bei Shinui. V'yesh Emrim, that's the Shittas Aramban, Afilu Yesh Bei Sakanas Aver, Ein Eisen Bei Dover, Shun Nismach Lamalach Adaraisu, V'dvorim, Shem Bei Mismach Lavo, Eisen Afilu Ein Bei Sakanas Aver, Dibri Asfar Shishas Nimes. La halacha, we pass him with regard to Sakanas Aver, not like the Shittas HaRambam, rather like the third Shitta, which is the Shittas HaRamban, that Sakanas Aver, all their Rabbanans are Mutter. Dainu, Ayidei Goy, you're even allowed to do Isuri Daraisa, and Ayidei Yid, you're allowed to do all their Rabbanans. What means all their Rabbanans? We saw with regard to Chayla Shein Bei Sakana, that even though their Rabbanans are Mutter, for a Chodesh Ein Bei Sakana, at least we might there some Alidei Shinui. It seems that putting out a candle, we saw in Siman Reishayin Ches, is not Mutter for Chodesh Ein Bei Sakana. Why? Because Melacha Shinui Tzirich Legufa is more Chomer than other Derabbanans. How about Shinui Derayis? Shinui Derayis is also maybe is more Chomer. It sounds like we pass him for a Chodesh Ein Bei Sakana, according to Ramban, only Derabbanans are Mutter for Shinui. But Derayis wouldn't be Mutter for Shinui. Nevertheless, as Archa Shabbos, and Shinui Shabbos Kachasa says from Shlomo Zalman, that when it comes to Sakanas Aver, we matter all the Rabbanans. Even Melach Shinitzir Legufon, because the Mishnah Berurah was only Machmer by Chodesh Ein Bei Sakana. Sakanas Aver is more Chomer. We're more Mekel. We're quicker to be Mekel by Sakanas Aver than we are by Chodesh Ein Bei Sakana. Memela, he says, Melach Shinitzir Legufas, we only find the Mishnah Berurah is Machmer by Chodesh Ein Bei Sakana, by Sakanas Aver, you're allowed to do Melach Shinitzir Legufas. Not only that, he says, Darais is Ayidei Shinui, you're also allowed to do. We only find that they're usher to do the rites of Shalayah Dei Shinui, but any Derabbanan, no matter what it be, is going to be Mutter Al Yedei A Yisrael. However, the rites are going to be usher. Now, it's pashut that this din of Sakanas Aver, that the rites are usher, is only when there's no chash that there's a Sakanas Tafashis. However, the Tzitz Eliezer brings down the doctors. I think the Shemesh HaMaskasa also quotes actually the Tzitz Eliezer. Something Shmuel Avram quotes it also. A bunch of Svarim quotes it to Eliezer. That the doctors say nowadays, kimat any Sakanas Aver is also going to be a Sakanas Nefashis. Certainly a severed limb, without question, is Sakanas Nefashis. But the only cases that they can come up with, which is not also a possible Chash Sakanas Nefashis, is let's say a break in a fracture in a finger or something where it's not sticking out. Something where you might lose the ability to use that finger. But it's certainly not dangerous to the rest of his body. Anytime there's a cut, anytime there's an open wound, anytime that something happens, that there's any possibility for bacteria to get inside, for any type of infection to happen, certainly there's a chash of sakanas nefashis, and therefore one will allowed to be even do direct. What's the din though, if you don't know if it's sakanas aver, and therefore you also don't know if it's sakanas nefashis? Says Rosh Hashanah that it's pashit, that we're not going to be more machmer by suffix Sakanas Aver than suffix Pikuach Nefesh. If Pikuach Nefesh, suffix Pikuach Nefesh, we allow you to be over on Isuri Daraisa, Pikuach Nefesh will be over on Isuri Daraisa. Suffix Pikuach Nefesh, the Gemara says, because suffix Nefesh is there for the Shabbos. That means that even suffix Pikuach Nefesh will be over on Daraisa. So when it comes to Derabbanans, if Chazal said that you're allowed to be over Derabbanans for Sakanas Aver, they're not going to be more machmer by a suffix than we're machmer by a suffix than we hold by a suffix by a copy Isuri Daraisa. And if when we allow Isuri Daraisa by a suffix, we mat you to do Isuri Daraisa, so too when it comes to Sakanas Aver, if we have a suffix whether or not it's Sakanas Aver, we will matter all Derabbanans. Which means any Derabbanan, you're even allowed to do Ayidei Eshinu. Now, lechura, if you have a topic whether or not it's sakonis aver, whether or not it's sakonis nefashis, it could possibly be. There's some deep cut. There's something that could. Then lechura, we go lekula, and you do any type of deraisa as possible. But pashas lechura, calling from a cell phone, the actual calling of the cell phone is lechura only derabanan, and it's all leds and lechura. Unless you're, it could be that you're getting somebody else to do deraisa on the other side, but for him that he thinks is derabanan. I don't know if there's a with Naiver over there in such a case, he thinks that he's doing davar which is mutter. So certainly, if you press it al yedei shinui lachera any time that you're doing only derabanan, for sure. And if you have any suffix that it might be a chashash pikuach nefesh, then azor is areiz and nisker. Now, what does it mean that it's sakana saver? Sakana saver means that he has to lose the ability to use the aver at all. Let's say he's not going to be, he'll be able to use it, but he's not as well as before him. For example, he's going to have a limp. He's going to be able to walk, but he's going to walk with a limp. Is that considered sakanas aver or not? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman in the beginning of Perek Lamed Gimel, that is also considered sakanas aver. He says that the fact that he's not going to be able to use his aver in the same way that he used it beforehand, that is also considered a sakanas aver, and therefore a loss of hearing, even if he'll still be able to hear. These type of things are all considered a sakana saver, even though he'll still be able to use it. I wasn't sure what the halacha is. Let's say somebody is unique in his koyach to use one of his avarim, and he's not going to be able to use it as well as he did beforehand. He was the biggest, he was able to throw a javelin, I don't know, in the Olympics. He was able to throw the thing, 250 meters. And now he can only do it 175, like every standard up. Is that also considered a sakana saver? Because he can't use it as well as he did beforehand? Or no, he's like everybody else. Lechura is not going to favor to kafi how it was before him. Lechura, that would be the pashtus, that he's not able to use it as well as he was before him. The shem is, where exactly do you draw the line? What's considered a sakana saver? How far removed? I saw the suffix brought down from the Pachoni. What happens if a person might lose his fingernail? Now he's going to be able to use his finger just perfectly, but he's not going to be able to scratch himself now. So he's not going to be able to use his finger to scratch himself. Is that also considered a sakana saver? Or no, the aver himself he's able to use as he was beforehand. It's just God is not able to use one of the aspects of his finger that he was beforehand. Is that considered, really the only thing that he's missing is a finger? Is a fingernail considered an aver? Is a finger, aver dafka has to be, the place in player, what's considered an aver? Is aver dafka one of the ramachi varm? Or is it any, is a tooth an aver? Is it place in player? And it seems that consensus is that it doesn't have to be specifically one of the ramachi varm. If a person is not able to use, I don't have an answer to the question, what happens if he loses his fingernail? Is that considered as a sakana saver, or? Is the fact that it's going to look bad coming to the account? If it's a chashash of kavod avrias, then generally matter their abundance for kavod avrias. We matter their abundance. That's exactly where to draw the line. Shlomo Zalman talks about it with regard to stitches, ayde a goy. A goy stitching, so. He says that a guy that should stitch, if it's stitching on the face, then wahanam derabanan, he should do it in the best possible life, and that it shouldn't outcover the reins, that he shouldn't have a scar if possible. You should ask the guy to do it in the best possible way. You're allowed to ask the guy, it's only derabanan, even though maybe stitching could possibly be a daraisa even by a human body. It's a big question in the place game. But if you're asking a guy to do it, it's only derabanan. So he should do it in the best possible life, and he says that it shouldn't have a scar. Now, temporary loss? If it goes back. I don't know if it goes back the same way. I didn't see anywhere that a temporary loss is considered a sakana saver. That's not considered a sakana saver. He'll still be able to use it. If that is the case. Okay. That's with regard to sakana saver. Then we have the din of Chalashim B'Sakana. Chalashim B'Sakana is one darga less than Sakana Saver. That we only, according to the Mechaber, we pass like the Ramban, that the only Darabanan that we matter is the Darabanan B'Shinui. Stama Darabanan we do not matter like we matter a Sakana Saver, which also means we also don't matter Lav Shinui Tzvich L'Gufa, like the Mishnah Berurah seems to say, for Chalashim B'Sakana. Now, B'Maimar Muzgur, Yesh Lahoyer, that there's a bunch of Rambans. We're passing the Ramban. The problem is that there's a bunch of Rambans. We all saw the Ran in the Chidushim al Rif, around the Rif, that he says he quotes a different Ramban. He says that for Sakonas Aver, you're allowed to do Darabanans. And for something which is not Sakonas Aver, you're not allowed to do any Darabanans. He doesn't say you're allowed to do Darabanans Aide Yeshino. He says it sounds like you're not allowed to do any Darabanans. Mitzad Sheini, if you look at the Chiddush Ramban and Avodah Zarah on Chav Ches Amud Bey, the sugi that we saw, the Ramban and his Chiddushim, he mamish says the exact words that the Rush cleared. The Beis Yosef brings down the Rush, we saw the Rush cleared, then he blinded Sarachim. What's the law? We know you're allowed to do their abundance. Sarachim, Chayla, Shemay, Sakana. You're allowed to ask a guy to do all his three their raises for a Chayla, Shemay, Sakana. Why? Because Amir Lakum is a their abundance. Now, clears the Rush, is every Darabanan Mutter, or only Darabanan that are Amir Lakum Darabanan, which is a Shvus Shebei Meisim. But all other Shvusim are going to be awesome. Vitzarachim. If you look at the Ramban in his Chiddushim, he says, we see that you're allowed to ask a guy to do Malacha for Chedesh Shebei Sakana. But Loishani Lon, his Loshin is, Loishani Lon Baha Bin Shvus Deiz Bameisim, Shvus Les Bameisim. He says, Lahedia. We hold that there's no Chilik between this Shvus and that Shvus. And Mamela, any Shvus is going to be Mutter for Chedesh Shebei Sakana. You don't have to do Aide Yeshinui. If you look at the Hemshech of the Ramban, it seems to say that if you could do a Shinui, it's better to do a Shinui. If you can't do a Shinui, then it's Mutter without a Shinui. But Mikra, then he holds that you're allowed to do it even without a Shinui. Now, just since it's very Negea, and we're going to see, we'll just finish up. So what are you supposed to do if you don't have Lechat Chiva? The Torah brings down the Ramban in the way that the Mechaber passes the Lechal Ma'islam, Mishav Gura says that Shitas Rei V'Shein, Rei V'Achreinim, is that you should only do their abundance Aidei Yeshinui. Or Daraisis if you have a guy. Now what happens if there's no guy around and you can't do it Aidei Yeshinui? If you can't do it Aidei Yeshinui, so what are you supposed to do? So the Chai Odom says that if you can't do it Aidei Yeshinui, then you do it without a Shinui. You do the Darabon without a Shinui. And the Mishnah Berurah brings this down later on. It says Katan Kuv Beis, he quotes this Chai Odom. He quotes it within a different context. Maybe it doesn't apply everywhere in the Rosh Hashanah's clears, but Lamaisi brings down this Chayah Adam. Da'idei Yisrael, Vayim Shom La'el, and Sif Yedayim, Da'idei Yisrael, Motor Dafkar De'e Shinui, Acha Chayah Adam, Maske Shom, Dimi Efshir B'Shinui, Motor B'Shalei B'Shinui. If it's not Shai to use a Shinui for a Chodesh Yom Yitzakana, then you do it without a Shinui also. There are abundance of Motor Tad Shinui. Now, what happens if you don't have any chesed to do with Darabanan Aide Yeshinui. Darabanan. You need to do Daraisa. You're stuck. It's a Terech Gadol and you have to do Daraisa. So if you just bear with me for a minute, I would like to read this Ramban in Terech Adam. This is the Ramban that the Torah is quoting. And to see the Ramban, there are many Achrenim that learn the Ramban differently than the Torah learned the Ramban. And that is because there's two ways to learn this Ramban. The Ramban says, Hakin Peruki, he asked all the different questions. Beforehand, he's asking different questions of different Gemaras. What's mutter for Chodesh Yom HaZakana, the Raisa, the Rabbanan, Shinui, Vechulu? Hakin Peruka Demil. So this is the explanation. Meichus Shodom Choyle Vimenu V'Noifu L'Mishkov. If somebody is sick, then he's Noifu L'Mishkov. Ve'im by Sakana. Hetiru by Shvus She'im by Maisa. Dainu Amir Lagai. They matter the Shvus She'im by Maisa, which is Amir Lakum. Now what does this mean, the next words? They muttered, where do you put the comma? Shvus de malacha anasas b'shinui. They muttered a derabanan of an iser daraisa which is done b'shinui. Why is it a derabanan? Because the iser daraisa anasas b'shinui. Or do you read it together? A shvus of a malacha, a derabanan of an iser which is done b'shinui. That's how it's muttered. You could read this two ways, and if you look at the Hemshech, it seems the same thing. You could read the whole thing two different ways. His raya, he says, "Vezel shemur davar shem b'sakana or milagay ba'isa." Ram l'nichay kol amir afilu amr tzrichani in mechal nes haShabbos eloi sim laidei goy. So we see that you're allowed to use a goy. Vezel damim or kochom mi goy. V'amrino nami oh mefarik el achar yadu. You're allowed to drink. Somebody's allowed to drink straight from an animal if he's sick. Because it's mefarik kalachar yad, v'mokum tzar legoz rabbanon. So it sounds like you're doing a daraisa v'mokum tzar. Knei shein nasim b'shinui shalei kederach hamalachis. What's nasim b'shinui? The rabbanon is nasim b'shinui. The daraisa is nasim b'shinui. It's not clear v'klal what this Ramban is talking about. Are we talking about daraisas that are being done b'shinui, or we're talking about the rabbanon that are being done b'shinui? I would have thought when he says in the second line, v'chein etiru shvus d'malacha. Anas b'shinui. What's shvus de malacha? Where do we recall a derabanan a shvus de malacha? You call it a shvus. Shvus the Malacha sounds like Shvus the Malacha, Hanas machinery, the Shvus that they're Abanan of a Daraisa, which is being done machinery. That's what it's Mutter. And that's what the El Yereva Nemzon Kipshutoi, that's what the Ramban means. And that's what Shulchan Aruch HaRav learns. That's what the Tila Dov learns. That's how the Eglei Tal learn. They learn this, the Ramban is like this. They learn the Rashba like this. That's how Memela says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orabach Halacha L'Maisa. And this is what the Shevet Alevi says also Halacha L'Maisa. That in Chelek Ches Tzadik Gimel, he says that if you have the Yecholus to do a Derabbanan Ayde Yeshinoi, you should do a Derabbanan Ayde Yeshinoi. If you have a guy around, he can even do Derabbanan. If you're not able to do a Derabbanan Ayde Yeshinoi, then do a Derabbanan Shlo Ayde Yeshinoi. Or B'mokam Atzerich, that you can't even do a Derabbanan Ayde Yeshinoi, then you're allowed to do for a Chelek Shein Bayt Zatana a Deraisa Ayde Yeshinoi. You could do any Deraisa Ayde Yeshinoi for a Chelek Shein Bayt Zatana. Says B'mokam Atzerich, one would be allowed to be same upon this. Because there's enough opportunity to learn that learn Takana that way. Now, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to go like this on Maisa. However, it says Makom Atzeret, you could be Mekel. There's enough Poiskim, Gedalei Achronim that hold that it's Mutter. And therefore, in such a case, it would be Mutter. Now, L'chora Smach to this Svara is what we saw in the Ran. Number of Zayilim was murdered. The Ran says that it's more Kal for Yid to do a malacha ayidei shinoi, a malacha daraisa ayidei shinoi, than to ask a guy to do malacha. So if you're allowed to ask a guy to do malacha for a chedesh imezakana, then you should be able to do a malacha ayidei shinoi for yourself to do ayidei shinoi, because it's more calm. The halacha lemaisa is not clear in the poskim which is better to do. If you have the choice to ask a guy to do it or for Yid to do it b'shinoi, which one is better? Not exactly clear in the poskim. I think Shlomo Zalman's hakra is that one should, from the Ran, it's clear that the Yid should do it ayidei shinoi. Why is that? Okay, one's the Shvus Yisba Maisa, one's the Shvus Lesba Maisa. I don't want to get into it now. That's a good question. The Chazanish asked this question, he says it in Chandran. But at the end of the day, it seems that Rosh Hashanah understood that it's better for the guy to do it, it's always better to ask the guy than for Yid to do it Ayde Shinu. Now, Mir Al-Akum, which is the Shvus Lesba Maisa, is if you have the choice, so Kumtais, according to this, for a Chayla Shein Bayt Akana, Metatkhila, to do a Derabanan Ayde Shinu. If that's not Shaykh, then to ask a goy to do a deraisa is fine. Or either one is fine, actually. You don't have to do either one over there is fine. If you don't have a goy around, then Yid could do Shloya Dei Shinui. And if he's not shy, then he could do even a deraisa, Ayidei a Shinui. If he has a goy that he can ask, it's better to ask the goy to do the deraisa than for the Yid to do an Ayidei a Shinui. For Frata, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say, doesn't seem to go with this kula. If you have the yichilus to ask a guy to do a malacha in yishinui, or for a malacha deraisa, or for yid to do a yishinui, it would seem lachol pachas alpi the Mishnah Berurah. Certainly, it's better to ask the guy than for yid to do a yishinui. Now, what is considered a chodesh emes takana? Chodesh emes takana. So I saw Rabbi Rivia in his sefer. He brings down a bunch of different common examples. Really, anything could be a chodesh emes takana, depending on the severity of how a person allergies. Depending, general allergies is considered a mechush. A guy's nose is running, his eyes are tearing, his head is a little bit itchy, he's a little bit of a... But if it's very bad, then in a chanami, if he's nafal mishkav, any case that a person is nafal mishkav, it doesn't have to be that he's actually nafal mishkav. It has to be that he feels shvach, that if lying down would help him, he would lie down. Or if he'd have the yichilus to lie down, he would lie down. He doesn't actually have to lie down. Or his whole body feels shvach, any of these things are considered a chodesh emes takana. Common examples, he mentioned the flu, chickenpox, measles, what is that? Measles, eye infection. What? Conjunctivitis, which is like pink eye. A migraine headache, a very severe toothache, severe cramps, mild hepatitis, a woman who's engorged or has an infection there. These type of things. Or the Shmir Shamsi also says, even if right now he's fine, but if he doesn't take care of his, he's having issues with his asthma. He's walking and he realizes that he's going to have an asthma attack. He doesn't take a... He's going to have a wheezing, asthma attack, some arthritis, something like that. If he doesn't take care of it, then these things, then you'll be allowed to take care of it beforehand, that one should not become to the massive, that he's going to be a chayla she'im b'sakon. Now, according to this, what comes out of our sif is that for a chayla she'im b'sakon, lechatchila, one is only allowed to do the rabbanan shalaya de'ishinim. If that's the case, it would be very hard to take medicine on Shabbos for Chodesh Yemei Sakana. Because the Chodesh Yemei Sakana, because medicine is also Midarabanan, as Shri Gitan Alonim. and it's very hard to take medicine with a shinui. Even if you put it on the back of your hand and then you stick it into your mouth, or you have a guy sticking it into your mouth, the taking of the medicine is the swallowing of it. And the swallowing of it is Pasha Shalaya Lishinui. Ramosha's Murray this and Khaila Gimel Nun Gimel. It's Murray that Lakhir is not really Shaykh Hashinui by swallowing. He says you should try to take the medicine with the Shinui, even though with the swallowing it's not Shaykh Hashinui. I'm not exactly sure why it's not Shaykh. If you wrap up the pill in a little piece of tissue, which is what some people do on Pesach and some people do when they have these gel caps that maybe in the Shash of Tarfis, the people wrap it up in a little tissue and swallow it. There Lakhir is Shalaya Derech Achila. That's what we should like. It's like, certainly Shalaki Derech Achila, swallow tissue, nothing's going to happen. I wouldn't take a whole tissue, but a tiny little piece of tissue. What's that? Is that a shinu in the maitha? The heart is a shinu in the maitha. Then no one would do it like that. It's a shinu in the maitha. No one, Kokama, that's not the normal way to take it. No one would swallow something like that. The heart, that should be considered a shinu.
And if you do it in a tissue, you can do it.
Theoretically, the word question is that considered already derech achila? But to take something where you're not. That's a shame. Is that considered a shin in the mice? What's considered a shin in the mice? If I put it into a cup with water and I swallow the whole thing, that's a shin in the mice because I did it in a weird way? Or I'm swallowing it the same way that he would normally. Here I'm not doing a shin in the mice of the swallowing. However, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Lamed Zayin, the halacha is Michael Brim or Mutter. That means that one is allowed to take anything which a person normally drinks or eats. Chicken soup is great for a cold or flu, and it's Mutter Lechatzchila on Shabbos, even if the guy is taking it specifically for the reason, medicinal quality. Nevertheless, it's Mutter because it's Michael Brim. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, says Mechaber, V'chol she'enu meichol l'mashke b'riyim, also l'eichol v'eshleis l'erfuah, v'davka mi she'ish l'm meichash ba'amu v'meschaz v'ele kabari, alam e'en l'shum meichash mutter. Something which is not normally taken, then is not normally eaten by a healthy person, like made the column we saw in the Mishnah. Maybe a good example of that would be Tums, which is not generally eaten by regular people, however it could be. And the halacha is, if a person has a mechush ba'alma, a little bit of indigestion, and it doesn't really bother him, it's not enough of a mishkov, then he wouldn't be allowed to take tums. But if he's perfectly healthy, and he wants to take tums, it would be mutter. V'cheinim nafal mishkov shari. Says the Mechaber, says the Ramah, also if he's nafal mishkov, then he's allowed to take these type of medicines, these tums. Even though he's not allowed to take it for mechush, he's allowed to take it for if he's nafal mishkov. Nafal mishkov is a chedesh mizakana. Why is it mutter? L'chera, that's the Mishnah Berurah asks. Af al-gav de-paskini le'el sifyu zayin k'deya gimel, the shvish yishmer maitza asar de Yisrael v'eni mutter gimel l'idei shinui. Highly had to take medicine, if he's not from the Mishkov l'chera yishin have to do l'idei shinui. Tzarech lo'yemar d'shani yasim shmarim b'malach d'arabon b'dvar m'shemech d'ikin malach av'alach adeba mishmusrach malach d'alavari mutter v'rach l'mish yish le'im michash gaz m'shemshki k'tam manim v'chera l'gamber l'gazer. Says Mishnah Berurah, a big yisrael from the Radvan, and this is the way that the place can go for the most part. He's mirech very much in the Bir Halacha with regard to this Yisrael. But he comes out and he says that this Derabanan of taking medicine is different than the rest of the Derabanans. All the Derabanans for Chedesh Yemei Sakana, we said he has to do with the Idei Shinui, because most Derabanans, they're Nismach and Nisrach to a Malacha Daraisa. They look like a Malacha Daraisa, or they're close to Malacha Daraisa. So therefore, we said you have to do it Idei Shinui for Chedesh Yemei Sakana. But taking medicine doesn't look like a Malacha Daraisa at all. There's a gzera you might come to a Malacha Daraisa, but it doesn't look in any which way like you're doing a Malacha Daraisa. We're scared you're going to lose yourself and you're going to start crushing herbs and other types of things to make medicine. But there's no way it doesn't look like a Malacha Daraisa. Therefore, they mastered it for a Chedesh Yemei Sakana. Al-Fizek, Kasu, Al-Pais, Mishnah Berurah is Marek very much in Sif Lamed Zayin. And he says, his last line is, Harachti b'chozeh levarat adasar aban mesayate enim muskim liyasar apoyiskim shezkarati. We call Mokum Leinucha Limchis Biad Mekinim Akresh Bishulchan Aruch Sosum Kevasayim. The Bilsa there are Bonanu, Pashtun Sasugi is like that. He says, Lachur, not all the Rishainim hold this way. However, we can't be Moichem Biad Mekinim. It sounds like Lechatzila one should be Matmer. However, Ein Limchis Biad Mekinim. Nevertheless, the priest can say that it's Mutter, basically, straight up, that it's Mutter Lechatzila to take medicine for Chedesh Yemei Sakana. Some people throw in the fact that, Bizmaninu Bechlal, it's very hard to understand why we have the Gzeiro. of Shrikes Samavan because no one does it. So even though we're not going to matter anything straight up because of that, but in such a case where we have enough the stima samachabris to be makel, Shulchan Aruch to be makel, and just there are other Rishonim that are not that way, certainly we'll be able to be makel in such a case, and it's only the Issa Derabanan. Therefore, the Paiskim says, Meshavas Kafasa, Aruch HaShavas, that's how all the Paiskim's Ma'aninu Ne'mon, Alpidus Meshavuro, is that you're allowed to take medicine for a Chodesh Yemei Sakon.
Even if it's something that's not like
Advil. Advil. Anytime that a person is Chodesh Nachal Mishkov, or his whole body feels weak, then he's allowed to take any type of medicine on Shabbos. Now we'll see as we go along that it's not so pashe. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in his Sefer Shrein Halachis, is ma'ur that there's four places in the Mishnah Berurah that seems to say not this way. As we go along, we'll see. They seem to say that we still need to do the Rabbanans even when it comes to Rafua of Chodesh Yemei Sakana, even though the Gzir is only Al Shrikes Samavan. He's mechalik between medicines that a person ingests through the mouth and other types of medicines, for example, massaging and other types of things which are not injections and other types of things. There, we tackle, we should do it Al Yedei Shinui, but taking of medicine, ingesting medicine, swallowing pills and drinking other types of medicine, that would be mutter for chayla she'ein b'sakon. Now, the Shmei Shabbos Kafasa points out, this is quotes from Ramesha the Tshuva, chayla gimel non gimel, he has two tshuvas. Kedai to see those two small tshuvas that are going to get to this. Chayla gimel non gimel, and he says in the second tshuva, he says, even though we must you to take medicine, however, if a person has a chayla she'ein b'sakon, he has a migraine headache. And he also has a toothache. Now, because of the toothache, he's not a chayla she'nafal mishkov. We don't say, since it's mutter to take one medicine, you're allowed to take another medicine. Unless he says it's just more of the same medicine. If it's more of the same medicine, so then he says in such a case, in a chanami, if it's a tzarech, he'll be allowed to take more of the same medicine. Now, how is a person allowed to take medicine? So, if a person needs to break open the seal, which is on the medicine, he's allowed to break open the foil, rip the foil, which is on top. He should be careful to try not to rip the words, which often is a little bit difficult to do such a thing, because the words of Mamash on the entire thing, best prepare before Shabbos. If you didn't have it prepared before Shabbos, then you could cut the plastic on top. And the truth is that there are places that even matter just to rip it. If you don't, it's a psikration le'nichalei. According to certain places in Bechlal, where we're not machmir, it's makom atzerich. Lechatchila, one should be machmir, try not to rip the letters. If it's not shayach, then you shouldn't pay attention. And makom atzerich, l'chor, is what we make along, so just rip. So those that hold, you always letter it, because it's already written, and therefore separating the word letters is not considered meichik, because you still have the two sides of the letter. What's that? You can open it from the plastic on the other side also. You can open it from the plastic, that was the first thing. You can open it from the plastic on the other side. You could pop it with a knife. Okay, there. Now, if there's, let's say somebody has to take a half of a pill. Usually they have a little line in the middle of those type of pills. They have a little line in the middle. Are you allowed to cut the pill on the line, or if there's no line, slice it in half to take a half a pill? Or do we say that's mechatech? You need a specific size. Shlomo Zalman says that's not considered mechatech, cutting the specific size, because mechatech is when you need the specific size. You cut a piece of wood to be 1 inches by 2 inches. Here you don't need the specific size. You need the amount of medicine which is contained inside. Therefore, you just need you don't need the size, you need the potency of the medicine. And therefore, you don't really care what the size is. You don't need a specific size. You're right, I want it to be half because I need the amount of medicine which is in that half. But not because I need the size of it. That's not the Melech Mechatech, says Shlomo Zalman. And that would be mutter. Additionally, let's say somebody they have, especially antibiotics, MoxiPen, for example, is one of the common ones for kids that have strep. They usually give them a syrup, which is made, they give you a powder, and you have to add in water on Shabbos. Are you allowed to make that on Shabbos? Yes, you are allowed to make that on Shabbos, and you're allowed to make the entire thing on Shabbos, even though you're not going to use the entire thing, you have to use it, you'll use it over the course of the week. Nevertheless, to be able to get the proper proportions, you have to make the entire thing, so each time you'll be able to get out the right type of, the right proportion of medicine. Therefore, you're allowed to make the entire thing. There's no problem of lush, because the entire thing ends up as a liquid at the end. You're not creating any amount of thickness or consistency. And therefore, it would be mutter to make it on Shabbos, and mutter to measure it out on Shabbos. All these things would be mutter for a chodesh yemei sakon. stam child, says the Mechaber. That's really the next halacha. Stam child is considered a chayla shein b'yis takana. That's what the Rama brings down. From what they're learning, Lady Hudi lasses tashel a cotton shein b'yis malechol the stam tzarchi cotton kuchayla shein b'yis takana. Stam tzarchi cotton is like a chayla shein b'yis takana.
Now it's not exactly clear what this Mechaber is talking about at all.
And this is what this Rama is talking about. Where do we draw anything that a katan wants? A katan doesn't like, eat your shalom, will you? No, I don't want shalom, I want schnitzel. Okay, call the guy in, have him fry some schnitzel. He doesn't want shalom, make him schnitzel. Oh, you want to go to sleep now? So you want to do chayla shem esakani? Have the guy come in and turn off the light. Or you could do it, where do we draw the line? What's considered
that he doesn't have food?
Now, point out the Chazon Ish in Nun Tes. He says, obviously we're not talking about that he hasn't eaten for 3 days and you can see that's a sakana. That's partially you're allowed to do anything. We're talking about that he hasn't eaten for a little bit and he's hungry and he doesn't have his normal food. But mainly in such a case, since if he's not going to eat his normal food, we're scared that he might get sick, something might happen, therefore we're ready to eat him within a chodesh sakana already now. Now, if you look, this halacha is also brought up. Some people say that this halacha only applies to food. It doesn't apply to all tzrachim. Shlomo Zalman says it applies to all tzrachim, and that's really the mashmoyt of the Ramban, Simin Reish Ayin Vav. This halacha is brought down also in Reish Ayin Vav. At the beginning, Sif Aleph, Ein Yehudi Shehidlik Etanir Mishvei Yisrael, Asr Lakol Afilu Mishlo Yehudlik Mishviloi, Avel Nikolai the Tzorkoy, the Tzorkh Chayli Yisrael, Afilo Embay Sakono, or the Tzorkh Ketanim, the Huk, Chayli, Shembay Sakono. So the Mechaber, the Rambam brings down this halacha, even with regard to something which is not a food. He ignited a candle, he lit a candle for a child. Shembay Sakono, he has a din of a Chayli Shembay Sakono. Now Ketanim, says Mishnah Berurah, if he did it for Ketanim, Hainu Mitrichin Harbe, Avel Blava Chiloi. So here we already have a Mishnah Berurah that says, it's not any tzarech, just because he doesn't like chalent, he doesn't like peas, so therefore you want to cook from corn, that's not enough of a siva. It has to be that it's tzarech harbi, he doesn't have his normal food. He doesn't have his normal food, and therefore he's going to eat something else, we're scared that something might happen, something that his stomach is not going to handle it. Therefore he has a din of a chayla shein b'sakana. Generally this is the case with younger children, when they have a specific diet, and therefore if they don't eat the regular food that other people eat, therefore if you're going to switch something, then you don't know what's going to happen. Therefore you're allowed to ask your guy for it. Now, this applies in other cases also. If the lights go out, there's a power outage, and the lights are out and the kids are scared. So in such a case, you'd be allowed to ask a guy to turn on the lights, for the kids shouldn't be scared. Now, exactly what's the age, that gets a little bit tough, and I saw the Nishmas Avram brings down like 4 different shitas. I saw Rabbi Saul Silliman in his Dorma Lakhtim brings down like 7 different shitas. Of that, what it is, anybody underneath Ratzin Abashul and Ratzin goes, anybody under Bar Bat Mitzvah is considered a katan. The Rosh Hashanah goes that it's 9 or 10. There's those that hold that it's 5 or 6. And there's those that hold that it's 2 or 3. And Dayan Fish holds that it's 1. So, where do you draw the line? It's not exactly clear. I think the general klal is like the Archa Shabbos says, that there is no klal. There is no klal, and it depends on what it is. For food, generally food items, the difference, a kid, you're right that certain kids are picky. If his mama's not going to eat anything and it's something might happen to him, this day. Generally, by the time a kid is already 7 or 8 years old, even if he's picky, he can eat pretzels. You know, he'll find something to eat. Nothing's going to be... However, a younger child who's 2 or 3 years old, if he doesn't have his normal food, then in economy, something might... His digestive tract might not accept everything, and therefore you don't know what's going to happen, therefore you don't take any chances. However, when it comes to other things, a child being scared by being in the dark, that can be even if he's 7 or 8 years old. So depending on what it is, you have to don up, obviously, whether or not you could, to what the child has. If it's not something which is mamish, we're not talking about a chodesh sheish b'itakon al-chara, therefore you could ask a question of a person in a suffix. And a chanami is to ask a shayla whether or not this is considered, this warrants asking a guy to be over on a halach. Rav Shabbos is Maitev, he says that l'chara this applies also to somebody that's very old. Somebody that's old also l'chara would have a din to a certain extent of a chodesh sheish b'itakon. Not every person who's in old age home has a din of a chodesh sheish b'itakon. Depending also on a kol afinyan. A certain age, at a certain age, in an echanabu, even a common cold and other things
that we generally wouldn't rechad be considered a chilul Hashem b'sakano.
For them, certainly, we're worried about any little thing, any little runny nose.
Okay, David. Now, just the last halacha over here, which is really not negated to Shabbos, is whether or not there's an issur of taking medicine on Yontif. Does one allow to take medicine on Yontif? What's the shaila? The whole theory of taking medicine is al shchikas hamonim,
grinding, teichel.
On Yontif, you got to do teichel. So lechur nafal yisayid, nafal abinit. Kokama that you don't have the ikr tam of the xero, then lechur should be mutter. However, it's clear in their Allah in Simen Tav Tzadivo and in Mishnah Berurah there and in Simen Tav Kof Lamed Beis, they say lahedya that on Yom Tov Rishon it is aser only in Yom Tov Sheni, which Bechal is only there Rabbanan, there were Megal. However, in Yom Tov Rishon it has the same halachas with regard to Shabbos. It's not exactly clear. Wasn't exactly sure why from the Rabban. Maybe it's mashmash nikol. Some places mashmash that the reason is because the only thing that's mutter on Yom Tov is oichol nefesh. Oichol nefesh is davar hashav oichol nefesh, something which every person needs. Now, refuah is not a davar shavu'chol nefesh. Therefore, to do teichin for refuah would not be mutter. Therefore, medicine also applies to an exam. I saw somebody said that it's exira to Shabbos, similar to Shabbos, even though teichin is mutter on yantif. But we find benegiah to itzah and other things that were geizer to Shabbos. Therefore, in certain cases. So therefore, also, would be geizer here up to Shabbos. Either way, it's clear in the Mishnah Berurah and the Meravah that it has the same halachas on Yom Tov as it does on Shabbos. Though I did see, he brought down from the Yalkut Yosef that he names on from his father, Maran Ubavadia, that it would be mutter to take medicine on Yom Tov. It's only the Ramah there that's machmer. He quotes, I guess it's coming off the Beis Yosef, I did not see it inside, only so quoted, that it would be mutter to take medicine on Yom Tov. However, the Mishnah Berurah passing the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah passing the which is not any question on the Abi Yomer. Because he goes like Maran Bet Yosef, the Dark of Hakadosh. Sif Yurches, Hikis Dam in Istanin Oisalei Madura Filup Tkuvas Tamis. Somebody that makes his dam and he gets cold, then we make a Madura Filup Tkuvas Tamis. Interesting what the Sif is doing here. The reason why he allowed to do Madura, Mishnah Berurah points out, even allowed to ask a Yid to make a Madura. If you have a guy, ask a guy. If you don't, ask a Yid. It's Pekuach Nefesh. So it's Pekuach Nefesh. So it's to be before Sif Yizayin. Why is it after Sif Yizayin? Doesn't really make sense why it should be here. After Sukkot Zayin is ready for the Shem Bais Hakon. So I heard from Yisrael Silliman, he went to the Taina, that it's the Mechaber L'Shitase. The Mechaber holds that we're talking about a Chor L'Shem Bais Hakon. And Klape, the Halachos of the Bir Halacha later on in Shem Lamed, is not exactly clear what we're talking about over here. But the Mechaber learns that a Chor L'Shem Bais Hakon, Klape the Din of Klape by Akazas Dam, were Chorishish, that Klape Maduri has the Din of Yesh Bais Hakon. Even though Klapi everything else, all other things, somebody that's making his dam, Klapi all other halachas, he has the din of Chilash Yeish Bais Hakana. When it comes to being cold, there he has the din of Chilash Yeish Bais Hakana, and you're allowed to put a light of fire for him. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, he says, Hu adin l'char Chilash Yeish Bais Hakana, im karlai eisin madur l'yitchamim, d'stam chilin m'sukunu eisal tzinu. Stam Choyl is Mesukin Ezlatina, this is really Halacha, it's in Reish Ayin Hov, once again. Sifhei, that the Mechaber points out, he says, Ba'arta is Koris, in the cold lands. Mutar Lein Yehudi Lassus Madur B'Shul HaKtanim, you're allowed to ask a guy to light a fire for Ketanim. The Stam is that they have a Dinam Chodesh HaMetzakana, and therefore you're allowed to do Malachas for them. Mutar Na Gedein Lieschamim Bay, Vafilu B'Shvil HaGedein Mutar Makor Godol, Shakol Choylim Eitzel HaKor. Everybody is considered Choyle Meitzel HaKor. This is the rule that everybody knows. You're allowed to ask a guy to turn on the heat if everybody's cold, because HaKol Choyle Meitzel HaKor. The Mechaber leg 2, a little nekuda that maybe not everybody goes in the Halacha L'mayim. So he says, V'loi ka'aytem sh'noyeg in heter af b'sh'ein HaKor gadol v'yemahu. Not like those that are noyeg heter, says the Mechaber, that even when it's not so cold. However, Mizmanenu, it seems that people are very makel with regard to whatever, decently makel, anytime that it is very cold. Certainly if there's children there that are suffering, certainly can be makel. And certainly if there's a gadol over there who's a chilul Hashem Bais Hakana, I know he's suffering to the extent that his mamashi feels weak because of the cold, certainly that's a regular call. You're allowed to ask a guy to do even malacha d'oraisa for a chilul Hashem Bais Hakana. Not only that, Diane White, the Mishnah Yitzchak, he says that this halacha also applies to heat. If it's very hot and a person is suffering because of the heat, you're allowed to turn on the air conditioner. Therefore, if there's children, certainly if there's children that are suffering
Because of the heat, you will let it turn on the air conditioner because they have a dinner of Kaddish Shabbos. Ask a guy to turn on the air conditioner because there's a dinner of Kaddish Shabbos. Now, the Shemir Shabbos Kachasa goes like this also. The Rosh Shabbos is not so happy with it, but he says in his Pashem Lachera that if the Godol is Shvach because of it, his whole, he's not from the Mishkan, or his whole body feels Shvach because it's so hot, and his mamish feels his whole body is weak. Certainly, that as the regular din of a chadash yemei zakana, they'd be allowed to ask a guy to turn on the air conditioner to do any malacha letzirich the chayla, which is a nice idea to know. B'makom atzirich. Sivchof ein nois nin yayin l'seicha ayin v'lidnei agavavim poisech v'seger ayin aser remain a poisech v'seger mutter reik tafal fiel agavav aser debucha milsler fuavim to put on wine. I'm sorry, I skipped a few tests. Chayla yemei zakana mutter b'bishul yakum. A chodesh yemei zakana is mutter in mishal akum. Now the Mishnah Berurah points that over here is only mutter on Shabbos. After Shabbos, it's aser for him to eat it, and it's aser for anybody else to eat it also, even on Shabbos. And not only that, the pats are pashtus aser also. It says maybe you could be making with regard to the pats. Now if you look, the metzayin on the bottom, ayin timin shinu ches Mishnah Berurah zakan yadalid. Then he says exactly the opposite. He says no. He says the din is that if a guy cooks for a chayla on Shabbos, after Shabbos, everybody's allowed to use it. Certainly the chayla is allowed to use it. Even a bari is allowed to use it. Everybody's allowed to use it. There's no problem. B'shal akum, it's all mutter. What's the deal? The truth is, it's machlokes rishonim between the Ra'ah and the Rashba. That is, why were the guys there? B'shal akum. Al tchasnus, we're scared that if the guy is going to start cooking for you, you're going to come to a kiruv das. He's doing a favor for you. He's cooking for you. He's making supper for you. So, he's such a nice guy. You start schmoozing with him, and next thing you know, your daughter's marrying his son, and who knows what's going on. Other way around is more problematic. And chasnus. Memeila, they were gezer. Now, times there are all. That's only on a weekday. But if it's on Shabbos, that a yid can't cook, so there's no kiruv das if the guy cooks for the yid. Because the yid can't cook. So what are you doing for me? You're doing something because you're only doing it because I can't do it. I would do it. You're not the biggest. You're not my biggest friend that you want to show me how much you love me, and therefore you're cooking for me, even though I could really do it myself. I can't do it myself. So you're doing it for me. Shkayach. That's not a chas. It's not a problem. It's not a problem. Bishal akum. Everything is mutter. It's not a problem. You're allowed to use it after Shabbos, even a bar. The Rashba says exactly fakert. If you can't do it and he's doing it for you, that's the biggest cure of das. Even when you can't do it, he's going to do it for you. If you could do it, percent, you could have done it, he did it fine. But here you can't do it and he's doing it for you. Ah, Mamash, such a favor that he did for me. For sure, passes Bashal Akam, and Mela's going to be us. The Mishnah Berurah in Shin Ches seems to say, we go like the Ra'ah, that it's Musar. Over here, he seems to say, we go like the Rashba, that it's Aser. The Chofetz Chaim's son in the Sefer wrote regarding this Tira that the Chofetz Chaim wrote the first one, and his son and his son-in-law wrote the second one. And therefore, there's a discrepancy in Halach. When this was told to the Chazon Ish, this is what his son said. When it's told to the Chazon Ish, Chazon Ish said, "Mitorman it's organized." Now let us say such a thing. He says, because for sure the Chofetz Chaim looked over everything before it went to print, and therefore certainly the Chofetz Chaim gave his consent to both of them. How am I to be reconciled as theorem? So the Shmir Shabbos also brings down on the bottom a teretz in one of the aras, and this is, I saw, brought down in a number of different places, this answer, and that is that earlier on in Siman Shinu Dalad, we're talking about Shinu Ches, we're talking about where the guy cooks for a chayla sheyesh b'yisakana. As opposed to over here, we're talking about where he cooks for a chayla she'im b'yisakana. Cooking for a chayla sheyesh b'yisakana, that's a milta b'lay shchicha. Not so shchich to have a chayla sheyesh b'yisakana, that you need a guy to cook for on Shabbos. Milta b'lay shchicha, he goes over Rabban. Memela, after Shabbos, it's mutter for everybody to use it. However, if it's for a chayla she'im b'yisakana, then it's not a milta b'lay shchicha, unfortunately, and therefore it would be usher after Shabbos. Regarding the pats, the Sharatim says, Elachur, you could be making with regard to the pats, and certainly, which is a good thing to know, even if you're not going to be mako, certainly one thing that you should be know is that even though, as we saw in Yeridea, kama v'kama pamim, that cheret, pottery, china, a crock pot, which is the most common, if the guy cooks in your crock pot, you're in trouble, it's finished. Nevertheless, when it comes to bishul akum, we're mako, and we hold that there is a way to kasher it. You should kasher it 3 times, take your crock pot and stick it into boiling hot water 3 times, and then you're good to go. That's Lamais, the Mishnah Berurah says over here. Magila yigim opam v'dayim. That's what one should do with chatchila if he had a guy cooking for him. Sipchot. Ain nice than yain that they chayin. This agav this halacha is going to vary again. If somebody has a Filipino living with him, he has a girl living with him, he has a standard din of a chelash, because he has a din of a chelash, then Makom Tzarech, he's allowed to ask the guy for, there's no problem with Bishamakom. He's allowed to ask the guy to cook for Mashamet. Should he need it? Sifchas, putting wine on top of the eye. Mechaber says, Ain nice than yain that they chayin. To put just wine on top of the eye, that is not mukha, that is lerfua, and therefore one is allowed to do it. As opposed to putting it in the eye is a problem. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifchas Aleph points out, he says, how come you don't need a heker for the chayla? You're right, the reason why it's mutter, clapping everybody else, is everybody else thinks that you're washing your eye with the wine. However, Klapi the chayla knows he's not washing his eye with the eye, so he should need a heker that he's doing a ma'aser for. He says no. Kenira, the reason is because since they only allow him to do something which a normal person does, that means people wash their eyes with wine. So therefore, he realizes that it's not considered a regular medicine. It's not a regular medicine. Therefore, he knows that he's not allowed to take any medicine. Only wine, which is a normal thing to wash your eye with, that's what's mutter, and he's not going to come to matter anything else. Lamaisa, this is my name, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's not the derech to wash with wine, and therefore l'cher there is no heter, because the chayl himself knows, you can't say, he knows they only allow you to matter with wine. First of all, the people that are watching him think he's crazy that he's using wine, and he himself has no heker, because it's not the normal thing to use wine, which would mean that even if you're using white wine, nevertheless, even though clapping everybody else, it doesn't look like you're doing anything wrong, clap yourself, it would still be usher, because it's not the derech to wash oneself with wine. Somebody told me today that he's speaking to an ophthalmologist, an eye doctor, on Thursday, about all these different refuahs, and he's like the homeopathic type. So straight, that's great for like what all these things from Chazal. So you mentioned, yeah, reg tefillah could be that it does have some sort of it has some potency to, it does help, and also wine, maybe possibly wine. The problem with wine nowadays is that we use our wine has alcohol. Wine with grape juice would be better. Okay, man, it did seem that there is certain things still. Nevertheless, it would be awesome because Mizmanenu, nobody does that, and therefore it certainly looks weird. It looks like rake tuffle. Why else are you putting rake tuffle on your eye? Like Mr. Burr says, you're not allowed to put rake tuffle on your even on top of your eye because it's disgusting. Rake tuffle is the saliva which comes out of your mouth in the morning before you drink anything, maybe even before you said anything, like the Rama says, before you learn the halacha. And therefore, it's very sharp, it's very, it has a lot of acid in it, and therefore it can help a refuah. Why? And people look at it, it looks crazy, what are you doing? It must be that you're doing it for a refuah. Now, interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you want to take a little bit of rake and open, put it on your eyelids to get your eyes, sometimes people wake up in the morning, and their eye is crusted closed, so you want to take some saliva and put it on the eye. So that is mutter, that's not a problem. Why? Because that's not a refuah b'chlal, you're just trying to open up your eye. That's not a problem, that is mutter. Now, why don't we say, well, that's disgusting. Why are you putting rake tefillah on your eyes? What are you doing for? Elamai, people do it even not for refuah. So if people do it even not for refuah, then you should be allowed to do it even for refuah, because people are going to say it's disgusting. The answer is that it's like made the column. Something which is, if the guy is sick, then the normal standard situation where a person takes rake tefillah looks like he's doing it for refuah. If he's a totally healthy person, he's doing it not for a tzer refuah, then it's mutter, because you're not doing anything which is a refuah b'klal. It's not a mitzvah of refuah, and therefore it's mutter. Therefore, opening your eye with break is saliva is not a problem. Sifchof Aleph. Shir adam kilur be'arav Shabbos and nisam gabi ayin b'shabbos shina nir elek ha'reshin. Hud lo yamat ha'pasach. Lo yichashina mishum shikas ha'manum kim lo yisir lo yishretam erav Shabbos iki yikirah. The halacha is, you let him put this ointment into water, soak it in water erev Shabbos, because there's a heker. Why do you have to do it erev Shabbos? It must be that there's a heker, and you're not going to come to take regular medicine on Shabbos. Make regular medicine on Shabbos. Accordingly, it would seem that if you take a Tylenol, Advil, aspirin, something, and you stick it into water before Shabbos, and it dissolves inside of the water, then there's no problem to drink that water on Shabbos. To everybody else, it looks like you're drinking water. To yourself, you know that it's mutter, because you put it in before Shabbos. And that's what Rosh Hashanah Zalman says. Rosh Hashanah Zalman says that it's mutter to do that. Now, they point out Shemesh HaLech HaKhatsa that very often you lose the potency of the, when you dilute it, so then it's mixed with so much water that you're not going to have the mile of taking the medicine, and it's not going to help you at all. and therefore you should always ask a pharmacist first before you do that. However, he says it's supposed to do such a thing. Unless it's the derech to do that. If the derech is to mix drops of the syrup with liquid before Shabbos, then you don't have eker. As opposed to Ramesha says that the only time that it's supposed to do this is dafka if you do it before Shabbos. Is dafka in a case where it's the derech for you to mix it with food, and we make you mix it before Shabbos. Don't mix it on Shabbos, you make you mix it before Shabbos. However, if it's not the derech to do it, then he says that it's aser. What's that? That would be even by a mechush. If we're talking about a chalish yesh mitzvah, you're allowed to pop the pill straight. But if we're talking about even by a mechush ba'alma, so if a person knows that he's prone to have headaches, not a migraine headache, but he have it from, according to Shlomo Zalman, you're allowed to take your Tylenol, stick it inside water, dissolve it, and you'll take it 20 minutes later on Shabbos, whatever it is, half an hour later on Shabbos, an hour later, whatever it is. Because to everybody, it looks like you're drinking a drink of water, and to you, you have a hecker because it was dissolved before Shabbos. I haven't really seen people do this. Maybe because according to Ramesha, it's only mutter in a case where the normal derech to mix it, and we tell you you have to mix the dafka before Shabbos. Or could be because just simply you don't have the mile of taking the medicine once it's already dissolved in such a large amount of liquid.
What do you say
about
putting
it
in applesauce?
Putting it in applesauce, putting it into cake. So in such a case, lechura also, lechura, it should be mutter. If it's not able to be seen, then lechura should be mutter. I did see that Rav Shlomo Zalman says that when you just wrap it up in a piece of cake or something, but it's stuck inside, she says that's like chadri chadar. You're doing it in a knife, and instead of nobody else being seen, so you, also you can't see it. You close your eyes. But it's better than there. We've dissolved it, so it's not there. Even if you open your eyes and you rip it apart, you're not going to see anything. It's gone. As opposed to sticking inside of, so if it gets into, you mix it up, they have certain gel caps. Some people, they don't want to have the gel. You have to know if this works with all medicines. Some medicines, you have to have it, it's time release, and therefore you have to have it inside the gel cap. But with certain medicines, you could separate the two parts of the gel cap, dump it into applesauce, and then eat the applesauce. Now, some people do that because of the gelatin problem in the gel caps. L'chur, in such a case where you just mix it up in applesauce and you can't see it afterwards, that would be the same thing 100% as dissolving it in the liquid. However, sticking the entire capsule into a piece of cake, that l'chur, according to Shlomo Zalman, would be problematic. Seif Kavbeg. Ma'avirin gildei makav esafanis ha'vishemen. You're allowed to take off scabs and rub them with oil. Avaloi b'chein b'nei shivmua, chafinu b'marak l'gitzel shah. However, two halachas over here which are very nega. One of them is picking off scabs. According to Mishnah Mechaber, you're allowed to pick off a scab on Shabbos. Ma'avir gildi hamako, you're allowed to pick it off. Now, for some reason, most people think that that's an issur d'oraisa on Shabbos. Most people do not pick off. Of course, you're not allowed to pick off a scab. It seems that the meaning of the Olam is, we mentioned this in the past, is that not to pick off scabs on Shabbos. The shaila is why? Why not pick off scabs? The first Mechaber, that is one. So the two reasons why one should not pick off, theoretically, that can be problematic with picking off a scab. The first one is mentioned by the Shevet Levi in Chelek Gimel Siman Lamed Vav. He says, Mo'id Yesh Li Zor Bozeh. He says, the reason why you're allowed to pull off a scab from the face of the day is because it's not really part of the skin. It's something else. It's hardened blood, but it's not really part of the skin. And therefore, even though you're not allowed to take off the little pieces of skin which are around your fingers, cuticles, or other things, you're not allowed to rip them off on Shabbos, that's because skin is part of your skin. And therefore, it's a problem with goyzes. But dried blood and These and whatever makes up a scab is not really part of the skin, therefore, and it's going to fall off by itself. Therefore, we already look at it as if it came off. It's not a chiluk of it. You let it pick it off. However, if it got attached to other parts of the skin, if it's depending on what the type of the scab is, it could be a chiluk of the skin. Mamash, it got stuck to the skin, and by pulling it off, you're going to be pulling off parts of the skin also. In such a case, certainly that'll be also because you're not just pulling off the scab. Additionally, I saw the Nishmas Avram points out, I'll pay the Mishnah Brura in Simon Sif Chavchet, that if by picking off the scab it's obsecration that it's going to bleed, then there would also be a problem of So depending on how long the scab is there for. If it's a new scab and pulling it off is for sure going to cause the bleed, that would be a sigresha, and that would be aser. Only if it's already much further along the way, and you know for, and it's not a sigresha, then one would be allowed to pick off a scab. There are certain cases where you can tell it's just a scab. I saw with my kids with their chicken pox. Certainly it looks like, it doesn't look like it's a chelik, it's attached to the skin at all, and by this time it's ready, there's no blood underneath. I wouldn't pick them off. But it would be mutter l'chor in such a situation to do that on Shabbos. Now, what's the story with putting on oil onto dry lips? Or lotion onto dry lips? The pashas is to put lotion onto your lips. That is a chash of, if it's thick lotion, it's a chash isadaraisa memareh. That would be aser. Something which is a very liquidy consistency, like oil. Can you take oil and put it on your lips? So, the Shmir Shabbos Chassid says, no, you cannot take oil and put it onto your lips. Why? Because that's the halacha, the sitcha base. You're not allowed to put oil on your lips. Why? Actually, the halacha is, you're allowed to put oil on. The problem is that the Mishnah Berurah is Metzayin, in Shin Chav Zayin Sef Aleph, that the Ramah says, Welcome Shein Noegin Lassu B'Shem, and Kim L'Rafuah, B'Chol Shem and Asr. Is Manenu, what? The Shmir Shabbos says that it's Asr. Alpi, the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah over here, by us quotes the Ramah in Shin Chav Zayin Sef Aleph, that putting oil on your lips is problematic because the only reason why you're allowed to put oil on your body, rub oil in, is because people do that all the time during the week. However, bismaninu, that it's not common for people to rub oil into their body during the week. Therefore, it would be usher to do it on Shabbos in a place where a person needs it. Because it's nicker that he's doing it for a fool. Now, bismaninu, there are different types of oils that people do rub into their bodies, all types of things that people do use, and therefore maybe be more kal. David Ribi added in Sefer Lamatas Malachas, he says the best thing to do in such a scenario is to take the oil and put it above the makkah, like the Ramah says, and let it drip down. Let it drip down onto your lips, or onto, if it's a hand, let it put it on your wrist, and let it drip, or the back of your wrist, and let it drip down onto the affected area. That's not a problem, like the, it's not mukhas that you're doing with pua, says the Mishnah Berurah, and therefore it's mutter to do such a thing. Rabbi Ribiat wants the taino that if the skin is not really so chapped, it's just a little bit itchy, but it really looks like healthy skin, in such a case you would be allowed to use oil, because there's just healthy skin. Just like a healthy person is allowed to rub oil onto his skin on Shabbos because he's not doing the maaser full, so too one would be allowed to rub oil onto it if it's not clearly chapped, and it's just and in such a case it would be mutter. But for chapped lips, he says the best thing to do is to put the oil a little bit higher up and let it drip down onto the lips.
For the bottom of the lips, you have to put it on top of it.
You'd have to put it on the top. We'll put it on top of your, unless you have a mustache. Put it on your nose. You can really put it anywhere where it'll drip down. For the top of the lips.
That is not possible. It's not in fashion.
He does say that. He does say. He says in the back, even though in the front I did not write this heter, but I hold Meikar Adin that is mutter. This really gets into something else, and I didn't really want to get into it right now, so I'm not going to, though it is very negeah, and that is using lotion on Shabbos. Liquidy lotion. Really, even not liquidy lotion. Any lotion on Shabbos. Mimareach. The Mishnah Berurah says, as the Mishnah says, Zayin Vesolat Lazman, that the only time you have a problem in Mimareach, which means smoothing, is when you want to have a layer of whatever it is that you're smoothing out. But if you want the entire thing to be absorbed inside of your body, then that's not mimareach. Mimareach is smoothing. I don't want smooth. I want the entire thing to be absorbed. Therefore, there would be no problem of mimareach in such a scenario. And that's how he names on. There are many places that say that the Rishonim were not that way, and therefore, lechatchila, we try not to do that. However, Machmat Tzarech, we do have such a kula. Hopefully we'll get to it, Beis Hashem, maybe a little bit later. Just, we're running out of time. We ran out of time. They put the clock in the wrong spot. It should be over here instead of here. But better. We're just going to finish up the rest of the halachas because we should be going weiter. Therefore, Sif Chav Gimel. Neitzim Tzvog V'Tehil Zbeget Yiveshim V'Chadoshim Ava Yishanim Shem Merapim are Asr. You're not allowed to put, you're only allowed to put on new begadim, old begadim are aser. Now, Bizmanenu, Shlomo Zalman points out that people don't use this old begadim as their refuah b'chlal, therefore it doesn't look like a refuah, and that's not what people use it as a refuah, and therefore there's no difference between old begadim and new begadim. Somebody has a shmata and he has to use it as, that's the only thing that he has to stop the bleeding, that's not a problem. You would be allowed to use that on Shabbos. Sif Chav Dalai. Nesmin Allah al Gabi Maka b'Shabbos Shein Ela Mishamro Chutz Mi'ali Gefanim Shem Refuah V'Nesmin Gemei Ela Maka Shum Merapim. We're allowed to do something which is only for Shmiro, but it's not a refuah. Therefore, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, that you're allowed to pour on any type of disinfectant, any alcohol or iodine or these types of things onto the makah on Shabbos, because all it is preventing it from getting infected. Even if theoretically, Rosh Hashanah Zalman is machadish, that even if it also has some type of refuah, it also helps for refuah slightly. If your whole intention is only doing that, it shouldn't get it should disinfect it and it shouldn't get infected, then that would be mutter, because that's only considered l'shamro, and therefore it's not a problem. What's that? And it's not a problem with seveh, because it's very good. It's not a problem with seveh, because it's not a problem of seveh, because l'chur, because we hold the crowd in, that there's no seveh by a psara on. Like, we saw, some of us saw, in the end of Simin Shin Chof Shin Chof Tutim. Okay. Shin Shin Chof Aleph also? What then? According to this, you'd be allowed to use sunscreen and Shabbos. We're going to get to that also. Bezer Hashem. What? You want it to be on top? Most people don't like it when you can see the white. At least my kids. No. You want to see it on top? A lot of times. You don't. You do. If you want it on top, then you have a problem. If you don't want it on top, look at your mother. You don't want to see it. The spray also. Right, the spray. I think as long as it absorbs into your skin, you're good to go. You're, what's that?
Mimarech.
Look, there wouldn't be a problem with Mimarech by spray. Correct.
Aloe vera on a sunburn.
Aloe vera on a sunburn. That could. Aloe vera could be that it's refuah. It's not just preventative measures. It's not like ice. We'll talk about that also. This is also, all these things we'll talk about Be'ezor Hashem, Behemshech. What's considered refuah, what's not considered refuah. Behemshech, Be'ezor Hashem. We get there. Sif Chaf Hei. Ritzia Shenachal Agave, we're knocking this down. Sif Chaf Hei. Ritzia Shenachal Mi Agave Machal Agave Akarka, Lo Yachzirenu. Nachal Agave Kli Yachzirenu. If the bandage fell off onto the floor, you can't put it back. If it fell off onto a kli, then you could. What's the difference? Rashi says, because when it falls onto the ground, it looks like you're putting it on for the first time. It's totally, it's like when you take a challan pan off and you put it onto the ground. Putting it back on, that's not chazara, that's the same like chatchila. So when it falls off, even if it falls off by itself, it looks like you're putting it on for the first time. And therefore, people that are going to see you are thinking you're doing, they used to put on the ratio on the bandage, they would put on some medicated thing. So even though, generally, you put it on before Shabbos, and if it fell off on Shabbos, there's no problem to put it on Shabbos, because it was already there from before Shabbos. However, when it falls up onto the ground, then it looks like you're putting it on for the first time on Shabbos, and therefore it is problematic. What? Because people are going to see it, and they're going to think that you're allowed to do a ma'is of refuah on Shabbos. Now, generally, we don't have medicated bandages. Putting on medication in the first place, that's really Sif Chavav. Sif Chavav talks about Megalik Tassotim Mekanech B'yamakam Chayz Megalik Tassabez Mekanech Mertiyas Mekanech Neshu Memarech. The halacha is, with regard to Memarech, if a person has a cut, or he has some sort of, certainly if he's a chayla, any chayla shem etzakana, they're allowed to use any type of refuah for, you're allowed to put on the best, if you have a disinfectant, put on disinfectant to pour it on. If you don't, you have bacitracin or something, which is a cream, so the best thing to do is to squeeze it out of the tube onto the skin, let it drop onto the skin, don't smear it onto the skin. You let it drop onto the skin, or let it drop onto the band-aid. Then you can put the band-aid on top of the place where there's a cut, ukedema, or put the band-aid on top. Even though when you put the band-aid on, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, you're automatically going to be pressing the bacitracin down. Nevertheless, that's not a problem for two reasons. It's kila achar yad, and your kavanah is not to smooth it out. You don't want it smooth. You want that it should get to every place. You don't care if it's bumpy or not. You don't care if it's smooth. You don't have the ikar malach memarech. You just want to smooth it out, and therefore that's not a problem. Like we'll see with regard to memarech, if you have peanut butter on your bread and you want to smooth out you want to put the peanut butter on the entire piece of bread, there's no problem with memarech. Even though there's a problem with memarech by food, there's no problem with memarech, because there you're not trying to smooth it out. You're just trying to get the peanut butter to every part of the bread. Therefore, it would not be a problem in such a case. Squeeze it out from the tube. That's the best thing to do with creams, is to squeeze it out and let it drop. Let it drop onto a baby. Same thing. You let it drop. You shouldn't be mamareach it. The truth is, according to the Mishnah Berurah that we said before, and you could smear the entire thing in if one would need to, because you want it to get absorbed inside of the body. If you don't have to come onto it, it's better to just drop little drops of desitin onto the infected area and put on the diaper. Sif Chav Zayin. I don't guess we'll stop before Chav Ches. Makesh and Esrapa and Esla Ratiya Sheina Elakim Meshamro. Chav Zayin. We did Chav Vav. I read it and just said the din of the Merech. Chav Zayin. I said it. Makesh and Esrapa and Esla Ratiya Sheina Elakim Meshamro. And with this we will end. The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'lei chashimin sheyoli deishikas amamanim umeruach sheinu bo kogach nachash netzrapa." The halacha is that if a person is already on his way to recovery, it's ready netzrapa, then he's not. The whole chashash sheikas amamanim is that he's not feeling well. He's going to be all ball. He's going to lose himself, and he's going to go ahead and grind it up. In such a case where he's already on his road to recovery, then it's basically a netzrapa. You're just preventing it from opening up, the wound from opening up again. It's not so bald, and therefore not chayshish. Yesh la'ayin, if you have a raya to see this, somebody that's taking a course of medicine for 10 days. After 5 days, usually the ailment is gone. The next 5 days are just preventative measures that it shouldn't come back. So l'chur, according to this, it should be mutter, continue, even though he's taking medicine not for chayli, because he's already gone. I think kimdumani, or you could say no, over here you're more scared that it's going to come back since it's still in the process. I think the minhag ha'olam is to be makel, certainly with regard to antibiotics, that is the halacha, that's to be makel, because there's a chash, certainly with antibiotics, there's infection, and therefore one could continue the course of medicine till it's all gone. This with regard to the hemshech, the Eilim should see, I have my rakemis, the Eilim should see Simen Shin Zayin Sefei, which is also negia to this. Sif Lamed Beis, Sif Lamed Aleph, Sif Lamed Gimel, Sif Lamed Dal, Sif Lamed Hei. We be'etzim saw, for those that were here in Vazman, we be'etzim saw all those. Nevertheless, if you weren't here, you should see it. If you were here, it's kedai l'chol bach to see the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah, just as the Hashlamas Inyan, maybe we'll understand a little bit more how the things work out. Many of the halachas, Chav Ches is very negeh, as is a few other of the halachas. Many of them are very quick, and therefore, at the end, we try to finish up as soon as possible. I was going to say the end of the week. I'm going to say immediately, if not sooner, so that we can continue on.